see the red hearts everywhere, buckets of roses, boxes of chocolates. It's Valentine's Day weekend, a reminder that perhaps it's time to spice up the old love life. Philly-based clinical sexologist Susanna Mayer spends her days helping women have better sex. But before we get into all that, I really wanted to know, what exactly does a sexologist do?
Well, a clinical sexologist works with clients, helping them with their specific goals, and they do it from an educational approach and giving specific suggestions. They do not do therapy. That's what a sex therapist does.
Goals. What kinds of goals are we talking about?
Oh, it varies. I mean, sometimes the goal is just to have a good orgasm. Sometimes a goal may be to have sex. They haven't had sex for a long time. The goals vary tremendously.
How do you go about helping them achieve that goal? Let's say the goal is to have more sex.
I created the personal pleasure pattern because if women are not following that pattern, they come in saying, I've got a low libido, based on following somebody else's pattern. But if they find out their own pattern, what works for them specifically, they realize, in fact, they don't have a low libido. It was just sort of hidden, in a sense.
So what is that personal pattern, and how do you find out what it is?
Ah, yeah, that's a good one. Well, first we have to clear up away shame. I found that out when I was working with focus groups for women, and I suggested they read erotica. I suggested they maybe even look at some very sexual explicit videos. And the first thing they said to me was, we're feminists. We can't do that. And I went, excuse me, but I'm a feminist also, and I get really turned on watching those things.
So once you get beyond whatever shame you may be feeling, then what do you do?
I find out why women are not enjoying or having sex. And sometimes it's because they feel that their lover doesn't have very good technique. They're lacking in technique. So we talk about that. And what I really try to get women to understand is it's their responsibility to create a sexually satisfying session, in a sense, or time. I hate calling it a session, but, you know, when you're in bed and you're romping around and having fun. But in the end, if you're not satisfied, you have to take responsibility for that. You have to grab the vibrator if that's what's going to work for you. You have to use your hand, or you have to instruct your partner to do what you would like. But you're the one that's ultimately responsible for your pleasure. And I show women how to have orgasms. It may sound odd, but nobody really teaches that. First of all, most women are too embarrassed to ask their doctors, and a lot of doctors would be too embarrassed or wouldn't even know how to describe how to do that.
So as a sexologist, what's your hope? What is kind of your wish for people's sex lives?
To view sex as fun. You know, take all the drama, all the negative, all the shame, everything else around it. And, you know, I usually tell people, I mean, this is how I usually leave my clients, is make your bed a sandbox and have fun in it. And if you're not having fun, then you may want to do something about that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.